Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. Desharee Valier's book, children's book, What I Want to Be When I Grow Up, introduces children to the different career fields around them, inspiring and encouraging children to never give up. Now, her book captures not only the beauty of dreams and the power of ambition, but also a child's fascination with the different people who carry out different roles or different work jobs in society. Desharee Valier is the author of What I Want to Be When I Grow Up, and she's our guest on This Week in America. Welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Hello, how are you doing?
I am doing fine. Great to have you here. Looking forward to talking about this book, which really brings out the imagination in a young child. And you sort of put yourselves in their perspective as you're looking at all these different jobs. A fascinating concept. Where did this idea come from? What was the inspiration for the book?
Well, I was inspired to write this book because I was a kid and I noticed that everybody wanted to be something. And there were some kids who didn't have a clue what they wanted to be. So I thought to myself, maybe I can write a children's book that will make kids start to think about, well, what is it that I want to be in life? I want them to know that that education is the key. And no matter what they choose to be in life, everyone serves a purpose. It doesn't matter what you choose. Everyone has a purpose. And the whole purpose is to help another being. So we have to educate ourselves and get as much education as we can, as well as self-education, and go out and help others. And that's the point of the book. No matter what you want to be, you're going to have a purpose.
And you
do. But you have to quit it and you have to stay in school because education is really the key.
Well, and you make that point. It's so interesting the way you present it, because for a young child looking at this, it really pulls them in. Again, you're looking at this sort of through their eyes. Talk about the challenges of developing the story, because this is a great concept, but you have to make it interesting, imaginative for the child to be hooked into the storyline and become part of it. And you've done a job with that. Talk about the challenges of writing the story.
Well, you know, it was pretty much a challenge because you have to make sure that you're coming from a perspective of a child. You have to make sure that you want to catch their interest and that you want to make sure they're listening, like, you know, not just reading it, but listening as well. And I feel like I was trying to make it to where they can feel like it doesn't matter what I choose to be. I have a purpose, like I am here to do something. And it was challenging to kind of get this story, but it kind of just came along. You know, I just sat down and I wrote it and it came out pretty good.
It came out really well. What I Want to Be When I Grow Up by Desharee Valier. I'll spell that for you. If you're going to Google, you'll find the book at Amazon and can link out by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. That's Desharee. Valier is Valier. You do this so well from the perspective of a child. Let's talk about some of your goals, what you wanted to do when you set out to write this book. And I think you've talked about some of these because the book resonates with a young child because you're seeing these different jobs through the eyes of that child. What were some of the goals when you started writing this book?
Well, the goal was to want to make kids stay in school. The whole goal was to make them find a purpose and to let them know that they're never too young to think about what they want to be in life. Like, there's no time, no age, like, you know, but as long as you start very, very young, you'll be really focused on what you want to do. And I feel like the goal was just to let them know to just think about it. You know, don't just sit around and not think how you can help someone or not think that you cannot do it. The goal is to reach as many people as I can to let them know that they can be whatever it is that they want to be. They just really, really, education is really everything. They really just have to do that. And the whole goal is to teach education, is to teach that no matter what you choose to be, you have a purpose. And the whole goal is for the people to want to better themselves to help other people, because that's really what we're here for, to help each other.
Well, it is. And you're helping so many. When a child looks at that, he sees different jobs. All the jobs have a purpose. They may think at a young age, I'm going to be a doctor or a lawyer or an astronaut or something like that, which is fine. We all can't be that. But whatever we are, there is a purpose behind that, isn't there?
Yes, there is. And the main purpose is to help other beings. And that's our whole purpose, is to educate ourselves so we can educate the children, so that the children can grow and be very educated and leave off this world to the generation of great people.
I want to talk about your background, because you bring to this sort of looking around, sort of taking in all your surroundings and sort of studying that. That's how obviously the book came about, because of your interest. Talk about your background. And as a child, did you look around at different people doing different jobs and think what it would be like to be in their position?
Yes. Well, as a child, I grew up with my grandmother. We kind of didn't have many role models where I was from. So, but everyone will always tell us, go to school and, you know, you have to do this and you have to do that. But they never gave us a reason or a purpose or why we should. Like, you know, it's just that you have to go to school to be successful. But I guess that it's like you have to just pretty much focus. I have been living with my grandma. We didn't have much role models, so I figured that if I could put an idea in a kid's head to make them think, hey, I want to be something, that they would start at a young age if they have a role model or not. Like, you know, and the whole goal is to focus on bettering yourself. So as a kid, I grew up, I used to watch a lot of things happen. I used to be very encouraging. I used to love to hear great stories. I was always fascinated by people and their talents. I always would like encourage them to like, oh my God, you have this talent, you should do this, you should do that. So a lot of people just didn't have that much energy. And I figured that maybe if a kid don't have that role model or something in their life, they could pick up a book, and a book will open their eyes to something totally different and will make them want to do a better thing in life and keep pushing, you know?
Yes. And what were some of the books that you read? Did you have books that you read that that inspired you, that gave you the motivation to do very positive things in your life?
Yes. Well, actually, the book that made me really, really love books is the book The Child Called It by Dave Plazer. That was one of the greatest books I have ever read in my life. After I read that book, I have read many of books. I read books by Mary Moreau, Maureen Murdoch. I read books by Sister Soja. I read books by Rhonda Byrne, and so many other more books. You know, I just keep reading. You know, books are everything, and they will open your mind to so many other things in life that is just really strange. It will blow your mind, and it will open your eye to a lot of new things.
Well, it really will. And I like the diversity that you're talking about in authors there too. It really gives you a broad perspective on life, doesn't it? You've got a number of different views you just represented there in the authors.
Yes. A lot of different books. Yes. I read everything.
With us on the program, Desharee Valier. She's the author of the book, What I Want to Be When I Grow Up. The book's available at Amazon, the usual places. Go to our website. You can link on directly and get all of the information. What is the target demographic? And I sort of ask that because all the book publishers want you to have a target demographic. This is a book that I think would apply to a very broad range of audience. Who is the book designed for?
Well, it's actually designed for children. It's for them to want to be something better in life. It's for them to open their eyes up to all the different things that they can be and all the different things that can help another person. The book also, it teaches parents that you can support your child no matter how many times they switch what they want to be in life. You can still support them and just continue to tell them to stay educated and, you know, just kind of to show a parent, yes, how a parent could support a child. So
there'll be many a times probably when they will change their mind as they're growing up and go from one profession to another, but they're focused on that and they understand that everybody has a purpose. So that's the positive. It may change your mind, but that message is there, isn't it?
Yes. And it also shows them that you have to figure out what you're best at. Like whatever it is that you're best at and very good at, maybe you should stick to that and continue to do it. Because people, they decide, oh, I might want to be this, I might want to be this, and I might want to be that. But it's this one thing that you're really, really good at. And you should just kind of focus on that thing, because that thing that you're good at has a purpose. It's not like it doesn't.
You've said a lot so far in talking about the book, and what you've said would apply to children as well. Do you have any special message when you talk with kids? Yeah, I'm sure you had the opportunity to read the book or talk about the book to friends. What are some of the messages you like to get across to the child?
The messages that I like to get across to the children is that don't ever give up. You must really be educated. I don't know how many times I could say this, but education is really powerful. Education of self and just having very much knowledge. I really want them to know that, just know that everybody have a purpose. We're all out here searching for what we should do, the things that will make people happy, and how can we make ourselves happy? That's just basically going within and finding your purpose, your passion. Whatever you're passionate about, you continue to do that, because passion will get you so far in life. And just knowing that everybody have a purpose is like one of the most greatest things. And I just kind of want the kids to know that it doesn't matter what people say to you. Don't matter how people talk about you. It doesn't matter what they do or how they react to you. You react very calmly and you stay focused and you be positive, and all of the positive things you give out in life, you will get it back.
You know, you talk about passion, and that's interesting, because so much of that passion comes from the classroom, maybe the bond with the teacher, the bond certainly with the subject. What were some of your favorite subjects in school that you really enjoyed and laid a foundation for who you are today?
I actually really, really enjoyed history. History was a great subject to me. It always caught my attention. A lot of people didn't like it. And, you know, I just really thought very highly of history. I just think that it was amazing to know about all the different people and how they came up and just how life changes and how things can happen so horrible but turn out so beautifully. And I think that it was, I don't know what it is about that. It just really just, I really loved it. I had a lot of passion for history.
As you were growing up, what was it that inspired you? Did you want to be an author? How did this evolve where I've got these ideas and I'd really like to relay them to young people, because I think they can learn from my message? Did you want to be an author for a number of years?
Actually, no. I have always been a writer. I believe I was 7 years old. I was almost 8, and I wrote my first poem. By the time I turned 9, by the time I turned 10 years old, my poems was turned into songs. I started writing songs. I couldn't sing much, so I would make a girls group. And with the girls group, the girls would have to be able to sing, and they would have to sing the lyrics that I wrote. Eventually, the girls didn't like it as much as I did. They didn't want to practice as much. So I decided, okay, I'm going to start rapping. So I started rapping. I started writing rhymes and raps and stuff. I had a chance to meet Jermaine Dupri. And he said that I can, he would fly me to Atlanta, but I had to come with an adult because I was still a teenager. I was in high school. So when I got home, my mom was there. I was living with my grandma, but my mom was there. So I was excited, like, oh, mama, oh, Jermaine Dupri, he want to meet me. And send us to Atlanta. He's going to pay for two of the tickets. And my mom kind of shut that down. She was like, no. So I guess she was thinking that I was not ready. Spiritually, I probably was not ready. Mentally, I probably was not ready. But I decided I'm not going to stop writing. You know, so I never wanted to quit writing because I have always been that. So I decided, well, you know what? I'm gonna make a book, and it's gonna teach kids that they can be anything that they want to be. The book kind of, my brother, I have a brother named Marlon. He was 2 years younger than me and two grades under me. And when I actually needed help with some of my homework, he would actually help me. And I used to think that was so cool. Like, oh my God, my brother is so smart. And I used to want to, like, you know, I was inspired by him. I used to want to be just like him, smart, like, you know. And I decided, well, let me write a book, you know, to let kids know that no matter what you choose to be, don't let nobody tell you that you can't be that. So Marlon was a smart kid. We used to go to school all the time. And I was leaving school early, and his teacher, he had to get money from me to go so he can get home. So I was giving him the money, and his teacher kicked him out of the class. So he left, and he never went back to school. I was waking him up like, Marlon, let's go to school. He was like, I'm not going to school today. Days turned into weeks, weeks turned into months, and then eventually he was a high school dropout. But I feel like that maybe if he would have had a decent role model in his past, and maybe an idea of what he wanted to be in life, he would have been so much greater, like, you know. Yes. I mean, he's great now. He's great now, but it's like, you know, some kids just don't have that inspiration to want to stay in school. They don't have that inspiration to, oh, this is what I want to be, or, like, you know. So sometimes you have to give them that inspiration, and you can find that in a book.
Well, and that's what you've done in the book, What I Want to Be When I Grow Up. Desiree Vallier is our guest on the program. I'll spell that if you're Googling that before we wrap up the program here. But you've written this book. Talk about the other book you've written, My Seven Favorite Colors. Talk about that. There's sort of a theme here, and I want to ask you if What I Want to Be When I Grow Up, or this might be part of a series that you're writing, when you think about that sort of simple theme that you can do so much with, and a message that will resonate with young people. But tell me about the book, My Seven Favorite Colors.
Well, My Seven Favorite Colors, that was actually basically to show kids that eating healthy is beautiful. Like, colors are beautiful. Not only are the colors are beautiful, but colors are beautiful in the ground as well. They give us things that will help our body, like, you know, to survive. And I think that colors are very important, not just because of the food, but because of other things. Like, you know, they bring you joy, they symbol things. It's all type of things with colors. So my favorite colors was basically to show kids that the rainbow is beautiful, but also the food, like, you know, and so much things with color is great, you know, and we just have to kind of open up to it, and kind of open up to being healthy and understanding that eating healthy is the best way to live your life.
The book is My Seven Favorite Colors. That's the one book that we're talking about here by Desiree. And you've got a couple of other books, I understand, that are just about ready to hit publication. Talk about those briefly.
Yes, I have a book called Chip the Space Chicken. It's on PayHip. It's a read-along book. You can get that off of PayHip only. It's basically about a chicken astronaut. A lot of the chickens at the coop would tell him that chickens can't go out of space, and he was losing his mind and thinking he can go out of space. But eventually he became an astronaut, and now all of the chickens in the coop think he's the coolest chicken in the world.
So you can get that, and we'll have that information on our website as well, and a couple of other books I understand you're working on. So you're staying busy. You like this writing thing. You're doing it very well and successfully.
Yes, I love to write. I have always been that. I have a teacher named Rada. She become a cool friend to me. She goes and she asks everyone a question, like, if everything was taken away from you, everything that you own was taken away from you, who would you be? Like, you know, and that's a weird question, but I thought about it. And if everything was taken away from me, I would still be a writer, you know. So that's just what I do. That's my thing. And I feel like that is my purpose.
Well, and it's a gift, and you're right. They can't take that away from you. You can continue to do that as long as you've got a sheet of paper and a pencil. You can at least, write and continue to write. Boy, this has been so much fun, and the time has gone by so quickly. I ask if this could be a series. Do you see any other books coming out of What I Want to Be When I Grow Up?
Yes, I'm working on the next book. It's called Marlon's Martin Trip to the Grocery Store. It's his first trip to the grocery store, and he learns how to count money and do taxes and stuff like that. So that book is pretty cool. So that's the next Marlon Martin's
I
book
hope we
is.
can talk about that because I tell you, just when you said that, there's so many lessons you can learn at the grocery store, isn't there? I mean, the money that you talked about in nutrition and reading labels and etiquette. I mean, it's just courtesy. I mean, all of this that one trip to the grocery store seems simple, but it's a lot more complex or intricate than that if you break it down. And I'm looking forward to talking about that book. Now, our guest on the program is Daisharee Valliere, and that's Daisharee. Valliere, giving you a lot, but you can go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and we'll have the Amazon link there for her books. The book we talked about specifically on the program today, What I Want to Be When I Grow Up. Daisharee, this has really been fun. Congratulations on the success of this. We wish you the best in future writings. Hopefully we can stay in touch and do this again. Thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Thank you for having me. It was nice.
It has been our pleasure. What I Want to Be When I Grow Up, Daisharee Valliere is the author. The book's available at Amazon. All of it, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.